The Alaska Board of Game will consider proposals to reinstate a no wolf kill area on state land along Denali National Park's northeast edge. The board imposed a moratorium on the controversial buffer zone proposals in 2010, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the issue returns to the board's agenda during a week-long meeting in Fairbanks that began today.
One of the two Denali wolf buffer proposals comes from the nonprofit Denali Citizens Council.
We're trying to reduce the risk on these wolves so that they can be viewed within the park and on state lands nearby by the hundreds of thousands of tourists that come through there every year.
Denali Citizens Council board member Nancy Bale says her group's proposal would ban wolf harvest year-round on a stretch of land west of Healy, an area where park wolves often roam, and a few are killed by hunters and trappers annually. A recent study shows park visitors were twice as likely to see wolves between 2000 and 2010 when there was a buffer in place. Denali National Park has also submitted a proposal to reinstate a buffer. Park Science and Resource Manager Dave Schierkauer says it would cover fewer acres than the DCC proposal and be in place 7 months of the year during wolf breeding, birthing, and pup raising season.
We view this kind of as a way to let the state meet some of their objectives for providing trapping opportunities while conserving wolves during the time period that they're most vulnerable to disruption.
Basically, the question is still the same, whether or not we want to close off about 152 square miles of state land and basically add it to the National Park Service system.
Alaska Board of Game Chair Ted Spraker underscores that the game board is primarily about setting hunting seasons to provide for sustained yield, and he's not convinced that the minimal harvest of Denali wolves in the proposed buffer is significant given the depressed status of area wolves.
Kind of an all-time low. So there's something more than just a few wolves being taken going on.
Buffer supporters point to hunting and trapping losses of single wolves that have led to the demise or dispersal of once popularly viewed Denali Park entrance area packs. Longtime wildlife advocate and biologist Rick Steiner sees protection of park wolves as a simple win given the popularity of Denali wolf viewing.
Visitors that contribute over $500 million to our economy. So it's in the state's interest to do this, but politically it's been a nightmare.
Steiner is not optimistic that the game board will approve a new Denali wolf buffer and maintains a state-federal land swap is a better alternative, and Spraker agrees.
Some sort of equitable land trade or some sort of hunting opportunity in another part of the state. I mean, you realize back in 1980 when all the parks and monuments were created, for instance, we lost about a quarter of all the sheep hunting. You know, if the state could get some of that back, they probably would be willing to trade some of this land and create some sort of a buffer and work with the National Park Service.
A land swap has long been discussed with no action, and with the game board meeting in Fairbanks, the focus is on buffer zone proposals. The group Alaskans for Wildlife organized a protest outside the Pike's Landing meeting location Friday. Group volunteer coordinator and retired wildlife biologist Fran Maurer of Fairbanks says one of their primary concerns is what he describes as the game board's insular nature.
It consists only of hunters, hunting guides, and trappers. There is no representation on the board for wildlife viewing, photography, wilderness guiding, tourism.
Maurer says the group is advocating for the Denali Citizens Council proposal for a larger year-round no-wolf-kill buffer along Denali National Park's northeastern boundary. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.